This is Making Space for Grace, a look at virtues and habits that support healthy and holy families.
Did you know the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that children under 2 have no screen time, and children under 6 should have an hour or less of screen time per day? Now, unfortunately, when my children were young, I had no idea what the experts recommended. I did, however, know that Teletubbies on TV mesmerized my daughter, and the program seemed harmless. It also provided me some quiet time for catching up on chores or just resting. But since that time, I have learned more about media and its effects on children. Because really, it's not just the content on the screens that can harm a child. There are plenty of shows and videos that seem harmless, perhaps even helpful. But still, we need to place severe limits on children and screen time. One study in 2019 found that children who spent more time than the recommended amounts on screens at ages 2 and 3 had poorer performances on screening tests for behavioral, cognitive, and social development. In other words, more screen time was linked to developmental difficulties. Also, as Catholics, we believe that God created us out of love to love. That's why loving and healthy relationships are so essential to our development. And too much screen time is shown to impact our relationships and our social development. How can our faith help to protect our little ones from the dangers of screen time? By practicing the virtue of temperance. When we practice temperance, we moderate or control our passions. Saying no to the screens may actually make us feel uncomfortable. But that's okay. Just like gaining muscle can cause some pain initially, saying no to the comforts of screen time and restricting screen time for our children is hard. But just like we grow stronger by working out, we become free to focus on who and what is important when we turn away from screens. Turning to one another, and especially to God in prayer, will help us on this path of temperance, developing healthy habits to find peace and harmony in our lives.
Learn more at makingspaceforgrace.org.